Going to be President Trump's next AG, but Democrats worry about the special counsel's Russia investigation.
What they're demanding of Barr, I think he already should have satisfied them.
Republican Chuck Grassley referencing Barr's statement that Robert Mueller should be allowed to finish. Democrats plan to question Barr over previous comments critical of special counsel Mueller probing possible obstruction of justice. A new caravan has left Honduras.
In the United States, I can't work in garden, in a restaurant. I need one opportunity.
He's among the more than 1,000 migrants now headed here. President Trump has some things to say about that. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting, tell Nancy and Chuck that a drone flying around will not stop them. Only a wall will work. He continued, stop playing political games and end the shutdown. Democrats, meanwhile, show no signs of backing down, and no new talks have been scheduled aimed at ending the 25-day-old partial government shutdown. Talks to reach a border security deal crumbled last week when the president walked out of a meeting with congressional leaders after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi flatly said she would not approve money for the wall. Dave?
John, House Republicans have punished Congressman Steve King, blocking him from any committees. King says his words about white supremacy language not being offensive were mischaracterized, taken out of context. Three deputies shot in Texas.
The good Lord was looking out after our guys to that, absolutely.
Hector County Sheriff Mike Griffiths, the three were not seriously hurt, serving a search warrant in a drug case. They fired back. One suspect was killed, another is in custody. A North Carolina state trooper's in a hospital the morning after he was shot at a traffic stop and is seriously hurt, but the injuries are not considered life-threatening. Three suspects were later tracked down and arrested around midnight. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There's another big Brexit vote today. Lawmakers will decide whether to accept or reject the Prime Minister's plan to separate from the European Union.
The Brexit vote has brought a few hundred people down here protesting on the streets outside Parliament. Brexit supporters have signs saying things like May's deal is not Brexit. Those on the other side are waving the EU's blue and yellow flag. The thing that unites both sides, though, is opposition to the Prime Minister's proposal. Brexit supporters say it leaves the UK tied to the EU. Opponents say it's too much of a break. At Parliament in London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Ford is teaming up with Volkswagen. The automakers are forming an alliance to jointly develop vans and pickups and work together on electric and self-driving vehicles. On Wall Street, stock futures not moving much ahead of the opening bell later this hour. It's now been 10 years since Sully became a hero.
A routine U.S. Airways flight the afternoon of January 15th, 2009 hit trouble in the form of geese seconds after takeoff from New York City.
It's 15:39. It birds to lost thrust and all pitches returning back towards LaGuardia.
Captain Chelsea Sullenberger, known by fellow pilots as Sully, couldn't get back to the runway. So 7 minutes after takeoff, the Airbus A320 with 155 on board splashed into the Hudson River. Passenger Chris Reaney spoke about it on the Fox News Rundown podcast.
I'm a perfectly good swimmer. I just survived the plane crash, and I may drown to death because the back doors would not open. We tried.
But they got out. Everyone survived. Eben Brown, Fox News.
She was a legend on stage.
You're looking swell, man.
Carol Channing has died after a decades-long career on Broadway. She won a Tony for Hello, Dolly in 1964. 31 years later, Channing got a Lifetime Achievement Tony. She also did movies and TV. Channing was 97 and had suffered two strokes in the past year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
ESPN 93.5. Now we'll take a look at your local news, and it's brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Tim Culver and the crew are terrific. Call 5865. See their Facebook page online. It's ClassicPlumbingInc.com. Here's Jamie Monticelli with our local news at 8:05.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. You'll notice two new activated flashing pedestrian warning signs on Lincoln Avenue in Urbana at the intersections of Nevada and Pennsylvania. WCIA says the city says there are too often accidents involving pedestrians there. The lighted signs will run Monday through Friday during peak hours from 9 a.m. until 5:45 p.m. Urbana Mayor Diane Wolf Marlin wants Sharice Hersey to fill an empty city council seat. This is Ward 3. The previous alderman was elected Champaign County Clerk. There were five applicants to fill the position. A University of Illinois building was evacuated yesterday after a hazardous material spill. A professor went to the hospital. WCIA says he was handling a box containing five chemicals when it spilled on his pants. It happened at the Beckman Institute, and all clear was given a few hours later. No word on the professor's condition. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com. Complaining about chipping away at my windshield and almost being afraid I was going to break it. I was putting so much pressure on it. High 32 down to 28 with some clouds tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a high 34, low 28. Then we have a 60% chance of a wintry mix overnight Wednesday night. And coming into Thursday's forecast, it bumps up to a 90% chance of precipitation, rain, or snow. High 36 Thursday, down to 23 in the evening. They're also putting a little star on Saturday, saying it could be a repeat of last week. Hopefully not the 8 inches that we got in our area. Oh, my goodness. Right now, it's at 26 and the wind chill at 15. Wind's not too bad. And we'll check in with Larry Meister in Urbana. How are you, Larry?
Good morning, Diane. I'm great. How are you?
How's the weather been treating you? Did you manage throughout the weekend with all that snow?
I did, and I'm one of those weird guys that I kind of like the snow anyway. So I'm okay with it.
You would be. Do you have the big snow plow on the front? Do you think of it as like a money-making time of the year?
No, but I do have a snowblower, and it's fun to take care of my neighborhood around here, so it's a good thing.
You know, my husband, Mike Anderson, typically warms up the snowblower and gets it in position in the garage, so just in case, you know. But
yep.
This year, I was like, you know what, it looks like it's going to be a mild winter. Let's just, you know, keep it in the back of the garage. No problem. Of course. Then we have all this. So we had some good old-fashioned shoveling going on with me and the teenagers in the house. And, boy, was I sore yesterday. Wow.
No, it can be a great workout.
It sure can. All right, talking about a workout, we've got our Illini against Minnesota, that game tomorrow, and I will give you a pair of tickets. Thank you so much for texting in.
Awesome. Thank you, Diane.
Are you feeling a good vibe about our Illini against Minnesota?
I have been feeling a good vibe ever since the beginning, and I'll still feel a good vibe, and I just can't wait for this team to put it all together, and I'm sure Coach will get there.
I love it, and that's the same sentiment I think Stevie J has. He talks about them being the team that you don't want to play in February as you're getting into that March Madness mode, because we'll probably be clicking on all cylinders at that time. Larry, thanks so much for listening to the show. A pair of tickets are all yours.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
All right. And you can text in to 359-2255. I was visiting with Larry off air if he wanted 2 or 4 tickets, and he said 2 would be fine. So I have another pair I could give away before 9 o'clock. As you text in, 359-2255, IL will do you. And Larry from Urbana is our latest winner. All right. We've had these reports from Stevie J. I believe he's just out of pocket today, so I'm kind of bringing back some highlights. And he had some fun with this tailor in Hong Kong that's world famous for making these fabulous suits. Stevie J touring Asia, ESPN 93.5.
We're talking with Manu. I'm at Sam's Tailor Shop in Hong Kong, one of the most famous tailor shops in the world. How do you do it?
Well, I'll do the make customers happy with when they spend the money. Every dollar they spend, we give them money worth.
Well, you have celebrity after celebrity. I mean, I see Donald Trump. I see the Pope. I see George W. Bush. You make suits for everybody.
I have not made for you yet. Yeah, I've not measured your inside leg yet. I don't know your inside leg measurement.
It's amazing. But how does it happen where all the big names come to you? How does that work?
Well, you see, your son has been to us, and he likes my tailoring. He likes my workmanship, and I'm just paying for it. Wherever he spends money, I get his money worth back. Every dollar, every cent he spends, he gets back.
And once you sell a suit, do they generally buy another later?
Yes, they do buy email to us, and they write us a letter every time, and they say, look, email, would you please repeat the same suit? If they put on weight, they just say, look, would you please let it out a little bit, or we just send a tailor in their office or to measure them.
Well, you obviously are one of the best because there's suit makers everywhere, and they're coming into Sam's.
Well, there are a lot of tailors. They're not the tailors. They're the middle-class people, the middle people. But I'm a professional tailor. I measure people. I do all my work, and when they bring back for alteration or they put on weight, I'm always there to look after them.
How many people are back there making suits for you?
57 people. So, you see, I saw this afternoon your son, and he's got a no zip in the pants, and he didn't want the bet. And I told him, you better have a zip.
Thank you.
He said, no zip. I don't like my zip. I was born without the zip for them.
Who looks the best in one of your suits? You ever see somebody on TV and you say, that's my suit?
That's you, Stuart. You look the best, and you're well-dressed. That's why you're on the radio, and they like to see you. That's why you interview me.
Can people in Illinois, south of Chicago is where we are, Champaign-Urbana, can they order a suit from you online?
Yes, they can.
How do they do that?
They can send me an email, and I'm there always in New York, in Chicago, and Washington, L.A., and they just I'll send them an email, and they have to just send to us, so we put them on the mailing list, and we see them regular.
Manu, nice to visit with you. Thank
nice
you.
To
congratulations.
To
and tell me again your email, or do you have an email address or a website somebody can go to?
Yes, they can go to my www. Sam's Tailor.
Sam's Tailor. It's Stevie J. I'm here with Manu in Hong Kong, one of the best tailors in the world. ESPN 93.5. Stevie J. Travel presents Alaska with Mary Beth Karasik. Join Mary Beth this June for the Golden Princess Alaska. Your adventure begins with Anchorage and then includes Mount McKinley, Denali National Park, the Ultra Dome Rail Journey, and more. For all the details on Golden Princess in Alaska with Mary Beth, just go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
MissionMatch.org.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at restaurantweek.com.
Thanks for listening. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J touring Asia. I'm Diane Ducey with your sports headlines. In Big Ten basketball last night, an upset with Nebraska, taking down number 25, Indiana, 66-51. Number 19, Maryland, beat Wisconsin, 64-60. Rutgers and Purdue going at it tonight. SIU visits ISU. My daughter Gabby is a junior in Bloomington Normal. Maybe she's going to be heading to that game. I'll have to ask her about that. Upsets last night in college basketball. In overtime, Syracuse beating number one Duke to give them a loss at 95-91. Zion Williamson set a Duke freshman record with 35 points, kind of carrying the team since Cam Reddish was out to flu-like symptoms. And Trey Jones in that first half They say it could be a severe right shoulder injury. So definitely Duke was thrown off of their normal pattern. Pittsburgh over number 11, Florida State was another one I saw that was kind of an upset, 75-62 there. NBA action had Houston's Rockets with James Harden's 57 points. This guy has been a terrific player this season, 36 in the first half. Houston beat the Memphis Grizzlies 112-94. Phoenix is over in Indianapolis tonight to take on the Pacers, and the Bulls are in L.A. to face the Lakers. NHL on ice last night, St. Louis Blues over the Washington Capitals 4-1. New Jersey beat the Blackhawks 8-5. Looks like Kansas City Chiefs releasing their running back Kareem Hunt has the Chicago Bears. I know Matt Nagy has worked with Kareem Hunt before, but there's this video of him shoving and kicking a woman in his home in Cleveland, and it looks like the commissioner has him on some kind of exempt list right now, so that's definitely not a locked-in deal. There's just some negotiations going on, from what I understand. NFL head coach for the Bears, Matt Nagy, also expressing disappointment with Cody Parkey appearing on TV morning shows after missing that 43-yard field goal in that double doink 16-15 playoff game and that loss against the Eagles. His days could be numbered is what's trending in Bears Nation on that and comments about that. Larry Meister, thank you so much for listening. We've got tickets for you to attend the game tomorrow at the State Farm Center. It's Minnesota at Illinois, 8 o'clock, Big Ten Network tomorrow. If you'd like this other pair of tickets, 359-2255, you just text in IL. We've got your St. Louis Cardinal Caravan to talk about. I haven't mentioned that much this morning. Festivities kick off at noon on Friday at the iHotel. This event is free and open to the public. And the first 400 kids, 15 and under, will receive this autographed ticket to bring them up in groups of like 20 so they can kind of sit around until their group is called up. And you get autographs from current and former players. We have Jose Martinez, first baseman, and John Brebbia, pitcher, John Gant, another pitcher, Lane Thomas, outfielder, and former players and Cardinal broadcasters also involved in the event. Yadi's brother Benji Molina will be there, and Al Horosky, the Mad Hungarian, also Tom Ackerman from KMOX, the sports director, will help out in emceeing, and our very own Lante helping host the Q&A portion of the event since Stevie J is in Asia. It'll be a great event Friday the 18th with the current players, future stars, and Cardinal alumni as Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance presents our St. Louis Cardinal Caravan at the iHotel. Make sure you're a part of it. We've got our weather forecast, and it is a little tricky. You might want to give yourself a little extra time, and there are some slick spots on the roads. Today's high 32 and 28, our low tonight with clouds. Cloudy into tomorrow with a high 34, low 28. 60% chance of precipitation late on Wednesday. Thursday, we have a 90% chance of precipitation. That could be rain or snow with a high 36, low 23. Right now, 26 and overcast with our forecast brought to you by Watts Copy System. Maybe upgrade in 2019. Get a terrific copier or printer. They're your specialist in Champaign-Urbana the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com. Now we have your Fox Financial Business Minute at 8:20 on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Volkswagen and Ford will be working together to make mid-size pickup trucks and vans, and they will combine efforts to create technology for electric cars and self-driving vehicles. Executives of both companies revealed plans for a global alliance run by a committee led by VW Chief Executive Herbert Diess and Ford CEO Jim Hackett. J.P. Morgan Chase reported strong earnings, but because of the market swoon, it did not make as much money as expected from bond market trading. However, the bank says one quarter of declines doesn't signal a trend. Wells Fargo reported a mixed quarter. A disappointing reading on the economy from the New York Federal Reserve. The Empire State Manufacturing Index declined this month to the lowest reading in more than a year. Though conditions continued to improve, it was at a slower pace. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
ESPN 93.5, thanks for making us part of your morning on this 15th day of January, a couple of weeks into the new year. I hope things are going well for you and you're accomplishing goals. I thought it was interesting talking with Dr. Rosemary Bates about our sleep patterns. I'm going to try to improve on my caffeine intake and what I'm eating a few hours before bedtime after hearing some tips from her. Larry Meister of Urbana won a couple of tickets to the Illinois-Minnesota game tomorrow at the State Farm Center, 8 o'clock start. If you would like to get another pair of tickets, we've got those available at 359-2255. It's bobblehead night tomorrow night also as they bring out Marcus Liberty for this game. A salute to the 30th anniversary of the Flying Illini. After each of the bobbleheads are debuted, you'll be able to purchase yours for a limited time at Game Day Spirit. Tay and Carp after four with a chance for you to win one for your collection here on ESPN 93.5 as we work with Game Day Spirit, the official fan store for the Fighting Illini. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on ESPN 93.5, 824. All right, I'm going to 359-2255, and Adam is on the line. You think the Illini can pull one out tomorrow against Minnesota?
I sure hope so.
And you've got some orange and blue to wear.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who will you be taking?
A couple of friends from church.
Excellent. I love it. Oh, yeah. Are you like a bigwig at one of the churches here in town?
I used to be a children's pastor here in town, but I'm no longer.
Okay.
Staying home with the kids.
That's all good. Well, Adam, I appreciate you listening. And 359-2255, we've got four tickets that we'll hand you then. And enjoy the game tomorrow. And I appreciate you tuning in to ESPN 93.5. As we say, go Illini.
Thanks, Diane.
All right, take care. So we've got Stevie J with one of his reports from the Princess Sapphire.
Hi, Diane. We are experiencing a little time at sea. What we do at sea when we're on the ship is generally sleep, eat, movies, maybe a napkin folding class, sleep, eat, movies, basket weaving. I mean, yeah, really. And you know what? That is such a de-stressor when you just don't have a lot to do except sleep, eat, and fold napkins and make pretty birds out of a napkin. I mean, that's kind of, they have various activities. Every hour there's something going on, whether it be a trivia, ping pong tournament. I mean, there's just always activities that they put together. And there are, again, people from all over the world. You know, some observations about our trip so far. You know, Asia has obviously been a place, I don't think a lot of people do this. And it's just my opinion, but it feels like this was the way to do Asia initially. You know, it's kind of a sampler where, you know, we started in Shanghai. We got a couple of days there, kind of feel that. And we go to Nagasaki, kind of get the vibe of that. Busan yesterday, it was, again, different, but all very friendly. We've noticed that, you know, seems to be a mutual respect that everybody has for each other. And there's a sameness here. And there's not a lot of diversity. You know, Shanghai, it was Chinese. It was a smattering of Americans, an occasional person of color, but mostly Chinese. Nagasaki, Japan, all Japanese. I don't think, I saw maybe an American or two and an occasional person of color. It just, there's not much by way of diversity for sure. Same for South Korea and Busan yesterday. We enjoyed the sights and sounds. We saw some amazing South Koreans, but it's South Korea. And it's interesting because I've said it before, you know, you can go to Italy, but you can never become Italian. You can go to South Korea, but you can never become Korean. But you can come to America and you can be an American. And that's what really sets us apart. It's what makes us special, is that we are all-encompassing. You can be in a street corner in Champaign and have seven nationalities waiting across the street. That is an amazing thing. And I don't think we stop and think about how amazing that is from the perspective of living together and getting along. And certainly we haven't been getting along politically for a while now, but we all seem to make it work. And by the way, politically, I don't hear a word about anything on the streets of all these countries. Nobody says anything about Donald Trump. Nobody says anything about politics. People are living their lives. They're doing their work. They're getting her done. And I think we get this, I don't know, maybe blown out of proportion in a lot of cases and hyperventilating, because it's a pretty big industry when a lot of people watch a show and the money can be sold for advertising. Some of this stuff is blown way out of proportion from the everyday person in this world that goes to work, that comes home, that takes care of their family. There's an entirely different view on the streets. Most people don't have any idea what's going on day to day politically. They just don't. They just know they're either making enough money or they're not, getting another job or they don't, and they keep going. It's been just a tremendous trip so far. One of the better ones we've had. We've had a lot of them, but this one has been really, really kind of gives you a new perspective on a different part of the world that a lot of people don't visit. But when I say this has been a good way to see Asia, it's where you don't necessarily immerse yourself. You sample and then perhaps come back. Now, we've done that before. We did that with New Zealand when we went there the first time, and then Benjamin and Grace studied abroad in Dunedin, New Zealand, and just loved it, and we plan to go back there next year. So in any event, that's what travel does. It gives you a real broad perspective of how blessed we are in the United States of America to have such diversity, to get along as well as we do, to make things work, to have the leaders of the world innovation-wise and coming up with all the kinds of things we can do because we can, because we live our lives the way we want to, which is unbelievable and unheard of. And now we're just trying to keep it going. We're trying to all get along enough to keep this thing going, this great experiment we call America. All right, I'll come back. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm kind of doing some ship days here on the Princess Sapphire, and I'm so glad you're listening to these reports, and it's been a pleasure bringing them to you as well. So glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5, this is Stevie J live aboard the Princess Sapphire, and you're listening to ESPN 93.5.
We've got your local or your news at the bottom of the hour and local news, too. When Stevie J gets back in studio that last week of January, we've got Rodney Carrington tickets to hand out. He'll be doing a comedic stand-up routine at the Virginia Theater on February 28th. ESPN 93.5.
News, I'm Chris Foster. Some members of Congress say Iowa Republican Steve King should resign. He's been removed from committee assignments over comments about white supremacy.
In a statement, Congressman King said House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy made a political decision that ignores the truth. McCarthy has defended the decision.
I don't know of Republicans, that any Republicans stand with the language that Steve King used.
Congressman King says the New York Times mischaracterized his comments. In the interview, King questioned how the terms white nationalism and white supremacy became offensive.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Carol Channing died. She was 97.
Hello.
Carol Channing's career spanned decades on Broadway and TV, but she was best known for one character in particular.
It's so nice to be back home where I belong.
The title role from Hello, Dolly.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois building was evacuated yesterday after a hazardous material spill. A professor went to the hospital. WCIA says he was handling a box containing five chemicals when it spilled on his pants. It happened at the Beckman Institute, and all clear was given a few hours later. No word on the professor's condition. We are now on day 25 of the partial government shutdown, and because of that, those who receive SNAP benefits from the federal government will be getting them early. This is the program formerly known as food stamps. The Trump administration announced that benefits for nearly 39 million people enrolled in the program must be paid out by January 20th. Politico says grocery stores are preparing for a surge in shoppers who will be using their SNAP benefits, adding that SNAP purchases account for nearly 10% of all grocery business in the country each year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Our forecast may have some slick spots out there with the freezing drizzle and patchy fog. Cloudy conditions today's high 32, 28-hour low tonight. Clouds tomorrow with a high 34 to start, down to around 28 in the evening. And Wednesday night coming into Thursday's forecast, we have a wintry mix in the forecast. High 36 on Thursday, but a chance of rain or snow, down to around 23 Thursday night. Partly sunny by Friday with a high 31, but snow back in the forecast on Saturday with a high 29. Your forecast is brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where they are family-owned, been in business since 1977, over 40 years of appliance experiences, and they have all kinds of quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, too, and the best selection of appliances in central Illinois. In fact, they operate out of Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur, and they treat you like royalty. They have this free 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is the place that you'll want to visit when you're remodeling or upgrading. They've got the true quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Check them out in Champaign, just south of I-74 on Neal Street, online at appliance-world.com.
-Ellers.com.
Hey, Mike, we're getting our own bobbleheads.
That's right, Lon. The Flying Illini are getting theirs, and we are too.
Keep listening to ESPN to find out when our bobbleheads arrive. When they do, stop by Game Day Spirit on Neal and Kirby in Champaign and snap a selfie with them. You'll have a chance to win one of the Flying Illini bobbleheads. The grand prize winner gets a full set. Plus, Lou Henson bobblehead, plus listener and guest receive exclusive access to a team reunion on February 23rd.
Now, ours haven't arrived yet, but some of the Flying Illini bobbleheads have, and there are more coming soon. Get details on when the rest of the Flying Illini bobbleheads will arrive at ESPNCU.com. And keep listening for a date when ours arrive.
What about me, Lon? Am I getting a bobblehead too?
Ha! You wish, Hans!
It's the Tay and Carp Bobblehead Contest. The Flying Illini are getting bobbleheads, and we are too. Thanks to Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Learn more about the contest and get info on the Flying Illini bobbleheads available exclusively through Game Day Spirit at ESPNCU.com.
ESPN 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J, touring Asia. Tom Speaks on our studio line. How are you, Tom?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. As a political strategist working with the Impact Group, let's talk about this government shutdown. First, your assessment, Tom.
Well, it's a classic impasse. You have both parties that are attempting really... When you really shake it out, everybody is positioning themselves for 2020. No one wants to lose face. Everyone wants to be able to say that they stood up for what they believed in, because everyone knows that this is going to be very much a topic of discussion in 2020. So you have a classic case of positioning for that that political race, which is right around the corner.
You know, when we talk about our history, we've seen compromise, and we've seen it actually work, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, and it's interesting. People talk about the Great Compromise and the Senate and the House and all that stuff. I ask people this all the time. What would our founding fathers have done in the midst of social media? What would some of these people back in the day had made these monumental decisions, would they have had the fortitude, I would hope so, to have stood up to the immediate pressure of enormous influence out there? So we have, it's different in the fact that people are very much concerned about at any time alienating their base, which forces people to become more entrenched, which makes things very, very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just reading about the Constitutional Convention in 1787 and that great compromise that we're referencing here between the House and Senate. It's just a whole nother world with all kinds of factors. And, boy, we have some big egos just digging in and not budging.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, everybody has dug in. And really, when you're negotiating, one of the things, whether on a grand scale or even with someone in your own life, your own company, your own household, you always give someone a soft landing place. One of the keys to negotiation is you need to get what you need to get, but give somebody a soft landing place. If I had those people in a room, I'd have to say, look, you are entrenched here, you're entrenched there, that's great. Party A, what do you need to have to take to your base to say we've done a good job? Party B, what do you need to have? You then flesh that out and then give everybody a win, because at the end of the day, this is not getting solved until both entities can go to their base and say we did everything we could.
Well, here we are in the fourth week, the longest governmental shutdown in our history, and it looks like there's no end in sight. Tom, I wish you would get in there and do what you just said.
I love the opportunity.
Well, what are we supposed to do? I'm kind of sick of this topic myself, but, you know, I know that people are watching, so I feel like I need to keep booking guests on our governmental shutdown. It doesn't really affect my life, but that doesn't mean I'm not concerned about it, and I'm concerned about our border security. What should Americans do?
Americans, they need to reach out to their elected officials, and they need to make a ruckus. They need to absolutely say that this is unacceptable. The reality is, and this is a frightening part, look at your history. Anytime a population has lost faith in its elected leaders, bad things happen. Very bad things happen. We are in a state right now where people, they don't know what to do. But for right now, anyway, still take action. Whatever your position is, make it known. Get out there. We need to make sure these folks know that they are accountable. They are accountable to us, the voters.
It is an interesting time. I was just behind someone at a stoplight that had a coexist bumper sticker and you know, like a love your neighbor thing going on. And then they had unseat such and such politician. So it's like they had a little bit of love going on, and then the other half of the car was a little bit of hate on the political side. So it's just an interesting world we live in when it comes to people's attitude and getting so worked up about politics. I just wish people could just take a deep breath, take a step back, and realize what's important in your life and try to make good things happen in 2019.
And you know what, there are some, I'm glad you said it, because there are wonderful people out there doing wonderful things. I'm afraid all we hear about is negativity. Really, a little bit of kindness, a little bit of grace, a little bit of support for one another, that's what we need. We need people to actually, I mean, I think if you were at the grocery store and if you saw someone fall down, you would help them. You wouldn't at first ask, what political party are you in, for Pete's sakes? Right? You're gonna do what you got to do to help people. And I think we need to get back to that.
That's right. Tell us about the Impact Group and how we can get in touch with you. Tom Speaks.
The Impact Group, we're a communications firm in Ohio. We help companies or entities, brands, strategic planning, any type of communication. We help them get the word out. And we can get a hold of us at IGPR.com.
I love it. Happy New Year, Tom. Thanks for being on the show.
Happy New Year. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
ESPNCU.com to hear the podcast of any of our things that we brought up today during the show on ESPN 93.5. Again, ESPNCU.com. Stevie J checking in from Asia, and he had this report from Hong Kong that I thought was fascinating.
Thank you, Diane. I'm coming to you from downtown Hong Kong on a Friday night. We are 14 hours ahead of you in Champaign Urbana, and this is one of the rare times where the cruise allows you to stay at night. Generally speaking, you don't get to do that. But here we are in Hong Kong, and we've had a wonderful day. We docked in Victoria Bay. We took a ferry ride over to Hong Kong Island. We took a ride on the longest escalator in human history. It's almost a mile long, an escalator, almost a mile long going through neighborhoods. Oh, we have taken the subways, and the subways here, as has been the issue, really not an issue, they're crowded, but they're clean, and they feel unusually safe. There are so many double-decker buses, as I'm looking at one right now. There's one, two, three in a row. The streets are packed here in Hong Kong at night. The temperature is hovering somewhere in the 70 range with, again, beautiful skies. There are more tall buildings. I think I mentioned this in our first report. More tall buildings in Hong Kong, 14 stories or higher, twice the number of New York City. About 7 million live in Hong Kong versus about 14 million in New York, and yet you have the incredibly tall buildings here that house, I'm not exactly sure who, and the apartments look pretty much the same. Some are in very nice shape, some are not. We just got done with a market, which was kind of a bargaining thing, not quite as bargaining as Shanghai, but pretty bargaining. So now we're walking down the street. I'm trying not to get hit, and we're all trying to stay together. We have eight in our group right now. And it's been a wonderful trip. One thing, in, you know, I did an interview with Manu. He's a famous tailor. In fact, you'll hear the interview. Maybe you already played it, Diane. But Manu is a remarkable guy. They've been doing tailoring. His dad, Sam, started this. Sam's Tailor is famous all over the world. They have fitted suits for every president since Richard Nixon. Margaret Thatcher has been in Sam's Tailor. I have a list here on my phone, and I'll relay it as I get a chance down the road here in one of these broadcasts. But the amount of people, is this our taxi stand, Nathaniel? We're trying to get a taxi downtown Hong Kong, and I got to tell you, it's going to be a bit of a challenge to hail a cab. Here's a taxi stand here?
Yes.
All right, so here we are. We've had a wonderful day. It's been, again, so much different than Champaign Urbana, my friends, as you can imagine. But a couple other anecdotes. The tailor shop was amazing, just simply from the just how they do it, how fast they measure people. How they have 57 tailors in the back making suits. Remarkable. And he's probably the most famous tailor in the world, Sam's Tailor Shop. So in any event, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. We're going to have a couple of days at sea. We'll visit Ho Chi Minh City coming up on Monday. We're looking forward to that. Then it'll be one day in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon. Then we'll go to Bangkok, Thailand. That'll be, I believe, Wednesday, Thursday in Koh Samui next week. That's an island. And then it'll be to Singapore. We'll spend a full day and a half in Singapore before we fly back through San Francisco, back to Chicago. All of our travelers with our Stevie J Travel Group, I think they've had a great time. We've all eaten too much on the cruise ship. It's just kind of what you end up doing when you're on a cruise. But it's remarkable the amount of good food that they feed you on these remarkable trips. So we'll wrap it up from Hong Kong, where I'm looking across the way, where I see a whole bunch of wonderful food that they're cooking as we speak. We're in a long line to get a taxi. We'll take that back to the port, and then we'll board our ship, probably sleep very well tonight. We've had about 11 hours on the ground here in Hong Kong. It's been fabulous. It's beautiful. We did not get to Victoria's Peak. Is that the name of Victoria Peak? It's one of the high points in Hong Kong. It was hazy today, so that ended up not being one of our priorities. So we'll talk again from Monday. Diane will be in Vietnam. A lot of history there. We're actually going to be visiting tunnels that the Viet Cong had built. We're going to try and absorb a little history and what has not been a good part of our American history with our Vietnam experience, with 56,000 brave men and women that died in that Vietnam War. But we'll be in Ho Chi Minh City. We'll give you the experience on Monday's broadcast, because, again, I'll have been in Ho Chi Minh City to be able to file some reports. All right, again, Diane, thank you for everything. Live from Hong Kong at night, Friday night in Hong Kong. It's kind of like New York City. It's that kind of busy, and it's a pretty remarkable town. Thank you again for listening on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, with Stevie J kind of out of pocket today after Vietnam yesterday, he asked me to just kind of select some of my favorite reports, and I thought the background noise from the streets and the tailor being mentioned, that the boys, everybody in the family got new suits. So good stuff happening for Stevie J as he tours Asia with Stevie J Travel. And if you ever have any comments, 359-2255.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Korosik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
Well, with the report from Asia, I didn't get to some of our sports headlines to the hour. Big Ten basketball last night had Nebraska taking down number 25 Indiana, 66-51. Number 19 Maryland beat Wisconsin, 64-60. SIU and ISU in action tonight, along with Rutgers and Purdue on the Big Ten side. Of course, we're looking forward to the Illinois-Minnesota game on the Big Ten Network tomorrow night at 8. From the State Farm Center, Marcus Liberty bobblehead night as they salute the Flying Illini 30th anniversary. And pretty cool to have that last week with Kendall Gill, the first one out of the gate. We're working with Game Day Spirit, and the day after the debut of each of the bobbleheads, you can purchase one at your official fan store for the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit, and Tan Carp, with opportunities for you to win after 4 here on ESPN 93.5. Adam Drollinger, a winner, and Larry Meister also won tickets to check out that game tomorrow night. Also, Syracuse beating number one Duke is certainly something that's trending in college basketball, 95-91 in overtime. Duke was down a few players, with Cam Reddish having some flu-like symptoms, and Trey Jones actually took a shoulder injury in that first half. Zion Williamson got a Duke freshman record broken with his 35 points in that game. Pittsburgh over number 11 Florida State, 75-62. On to the NBA boards, where James Harden scored 57 for the Rockets, 36 in the first half. Houston over Memphis, 112-94. Phoenix at Indiana tonight. The Bulls are in L.A. to take on the Lakers. And finally, on ice last night, St. Louis Blues over Washington 4-1. New Jersey beat the Blackhawks 8-5. We've got your weather forecast to get to shortly.
Number one.
Your forecast is brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. They do the job right the first time. In case you have a nick or one of those spider cracks, windshields, windows, car, truck, van, Wade Adams can fix it quick. American Eagle Auto Glass, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. We've got this freezing fog and patchy drizzle and clouds this morning. Clouds into the evening tonight. Today's high 32, down to 28 this evening. Up to 34 with clouds tomorrow, down to around 28 Wednesday night. 60% chance of precipitation overnight. Bumps up to a 90% chance of a wintry mix on Thursday with a high 36, low 23. Friday, we've got some sunshine that could come our way with a high 31 expected. Just bumping up into Saturday to see about these blustery conditions. Chance of snow on Saturday night and snow on Saturday with a high 30 expected. We're currently at 26 on ESPN 93.5. I'll be turning things over shortly to Austin Berkland. Isaac Trotter typically makes an appearance. Derek Piper, he's well-versed when it comes to some of the recruitment news, the basketball. We're gearing up for Minnesota and Illinois tomorrow at 8 here on ESPN 93.5. Great to hear Deion Thomas talking yesterday on the Jeremy Werner Show. Jeremy has the week off because he had a baby daughter. We're so proud of him and Tiffany bringing on another child into their world with Torin being the big brother. Good stuff for Jeremy here on ESPN 93.5. And we're gearing up for that Cardinal Caravan, which will come your way at noon on Friday with Jose Martinez and John Brebbia. And John Gant are both pitchers. Jose Martinez, known for his work on first base. Lane Thomas, an up-and-comer. He's an outfielder. Cardinal broadcasters like Hal Rabowski and Benji Molina, Yachty's brother, also featured at our Cardinal Caravan at the iHotel at noon on Friday. Totally free, open to the public. The first 400 kids 15 and under receive a free autographed ticket so they can go through the line after the Q&A that Lonte will host. Also, KMOX sports director and broadcaster Tom Ackerman. He'll be doing an interview with me tomorrow about the Cardinal Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. So we're excited if you can have some time off, maybe yank the kids from school if they've been getting good grades and have them as St. Louis Cardinal fans attend this free event. All right. Well, that does it for me, Diane Ducey. Again, Austin Berkland at the helm. Jeremy Warner's show starts up at 9. And don't forget more local news and sports after 4 with the Tay and Carp Show. Enjoy the day. ESPN 93.5.